This is the Rejoicing in the Word podcast coming to you from the capital region of the Susquehanna Valley. My name is Josh Hamilton. I'm joined here, as always, with Pastor Brandon Starnes. We want to welcome you back to our Season 2 wrap-up episode. And we're excited. We have had a wonderful season. And we just want to go through and talk about some of that. Of course, we're having our drawing this season, drawing for this season, and we're excited about that. I'll shake it up here, get it going, and we'll be doing that here briefly. And we just want to thank you for being with us here for another season, and it's been a great one.
It really has been. I have greatly enjoyed the time that we've had this year together. I should thank you for being with me throughout all of this, with our guest as well. I very much enjoy doing these podcasts. The time investment that we have in recording and preparing and writing and things like that, it's always a challenge. And also, I should say we appreciate all the feedback we've received. A number of emails, or we should use a moment here to plug our Facebook page, facebook.com/RWMN. And, of course, there's a number of posts that go online throughout the course of the week, as well as the podcast when they come out. And I just appreciate all the feedback that we've been able to receive from that, and glad that it has touched the hearts of people for the truths of the Word of God. Before we get to our drawing, why don't you take a chance, or take an opportunity, I should say, and maybe you have something you want to look backwards over this particular season, and something that you really enjoyed, something that you found just an encouragement to yourself, something that you might have even learned from. What do you have?
Yeah, the thing that I think that I've enjoyed the most is the fact that we've been diving into missions, the topic of missions, looking at missions, talking to different missionaries, and really Season 2's focus has really been all about missions.
Yeah.
And the thing I enjoy about that is it came right at the time whenever our church was having our missions conference. And I really enjoyed the two going hand in hand together. We're putting together the material, we're talking about missions, we're seeing what the Word of God has, studying what the Word of God has to say about missions, and at the same time, we're getting to meet missionaries. Mm-hmm. At the same time, we're getting to hear missionaries speak, present the work that God has given them to do. And to me, that was one of the highlights of this season for myself.
Yeah, we were able to have those four or five missionaries that were with us, as well as our speaker, and to be able to overlay our preparation for the conference with that truly was a great encouragement. What else?
Another thing, one of the highlights of the episodes I enjoyed, we did an episode and it was on how to get the most out of your missions conference.
That was like the second one, I think
it was. And it came up right before our missions conference. And I just enjoyed that as I was looking for myself personally too. How can I get the most out of this missions conference? And I mean, some of it was as basic as be here. But some of it was also, you know, be ready to take notes, be ready to meet the missionaries. I was able to take some time and look up a little bit about the missionaries' fields before they showed up. I was able to pull up some of their websites, see where they're headed to, just anything I could learn about them before they came. And that really was an encouragement and helped me because it felt like then I was able to talk to them in a way I wouldn't have been able to talk to them for myself.
Right.
And so that was something I enjoyed. So our whole episode on how to get the most out of a missions conference, I really enjoyed that because I felt like I was able to get a lot out of our missions conference through that.
Yeah, that week goes so fast.
It does.
And I am thankful just how well things fit together there as well. You got one more thing?
Yeah. You know, it's always encouraging and exciting to hear what God is doing on the mission field through different missionaries we support, different missionaries we pray for, and it's always encouragement to see their prayer letters coming back. But one of the things that I am enjoying, I was going to say looking forward to, but we're already in the midst of it here, is going out and really into our mission field, and I'm just looking forward to and am enjoying already seeing what God is doing here in Harrisburg as we go out. And my prayer this year, and I mean, I guess it should be every year, but specifically this year, is that we would see souls come to Christ as a result of our reaching out with the gospel. And then another thing, and we had talked about this as a church in preparation for going out, is a lot of times there are people who perhaps they're saved, they're away from the Lord, or they have come to Christ, but they're just confused. And my other prayer is that we would be able to be a help to those people. And, you know, whenever we're going out, I find that we come across a lot of people that are confused. And maybe they're confused and they're saved and they just have not grown. Or maybe they're confused and they're lost. And I'm just praying for that God would use us. And I'm excited as God is using us currently as we as a church go forward with the gospel in our community.
Kind of reminds you of our theme that we as a church adopted many years ago, but our definition of biblical missions.
Yeah.
It's the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the condemned of Adam's race.
Wherever they may be.
Wherever they may be. And that's important because sometimes, you know, and we tried to showcase this over this season, but as we look at all of the various topics, and really this truly was just scratching the surface. There's so much. And there are guys, and we were able to have a few of them with us throughout the year. They've been in missions overseas 20 years or thereabouts. In fact, three of them. And certainly they would have even more to say of this in so many areas. But they are not the only missionaries. There is a role that every child of God does, though it may not be a specific call to a field.
Right.
We have a responsibility to preach the gospel in our Jerusalem, you know, at work, in our neighborhood, certainly in our families. And it's important to see the responsibility that is incumbent upon us.
Yeah.
And yes, I think, as we look, for our church, we look forward to some of the activities that are underway now and as they continue to ramp up over the balance of the spring and summer into the early fall. It's an amazing opportunity.
It is.
That God has given us the opportunity to preach the gospel. And yes, not every door or not every flyer or what have you, from our perspective has the same grasp. But that's the same experience of missionaries.
Yeah, that happens to missionaries too.
But to that one that is looking, I want to make sure I've done my part to put the gospel in their mind by talking to them, in their hand by printed page.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, why don't you go ahead and shake up our ginormous, it is a peanut butter pretzel container.
we
are high class here, I'll tell you what.
Shake it up here.
Well, before you draw, you need to tell us what we're drawing.
We do. We have two sets of slate coasters with the Rejoicing in the Word logo, season 2 on them. So they're limited edition, season 2. And so we're going to be drawing two sets of 4 there. So if your name is pulled for a set of coasters, that means you get a set of 4 slate coasters. The other thing we're drawing for is this volume set, volume 1, 2, and 3 of My Morning Manna. And it's by Ed Nelson. And we're excited to get that out of the way as well.
That is a volume 3. Each volume is a year's worth of daily devotionals. One of them is a survey of the Bible. One of them is it's just through the Bible. I think volume 2 is through the New Testament, and volume 3 is just the Psalms.
So if your name's picked, you're set for 3 years.
3 years.
Three years. All right.
What are we drawing for first?
Let's do a set of coasters.
Okay.
And then we'll do the devotional series, and then we'll do another set of coasters.
All right. Go ahead. All right. Don't get any of that peanut butter on you.
Yeah. I washed it out.
Who do we get for the first coaster?
We have Scott from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
There you go. Scott, Pennsylvania. He wins the first set of coasters. We'll get that down here on our little tablet. All right. Now up is our Morning Manna devotional, the 3-set. It's 1 drawing that we're going to be doing. What do we have?
Cody.
From Pennsylvania as well. So Cody wins the 3-volume set of devotionals. And now we're down to our last drawing. And this is again for that second set of 4 slate coasters with the season 2 on it.
And we have Linda.
Linda.
She's also from Pennsylvania.
Linda from Pennsylvania with the set of 4 slate coasters. So congratulations to each of these. We'll get these right to you in this coming week. We're excited. We thank you for putting all of your information in and giving us the opportunity to bless you with some of these. And also,
thank you for listening.
That's what I was getting to, just being an encouragement to us by virtue of your listening and hopefully your sharing of the podcast as well.
Yeah. And so as we That's exciting here to have this drawing. As we move on from that, Pastor, how about you? What were some things that you were excited about as you look back over season two? What were some highlights?
Well, you took a lot of them, but okay. I'll tell you, the missions conference, and how those things overlapped. You know, in the moment of it, I don't get as much time to steep and reflect on it, I should say. But when I take some time to reflect, I really did enjoy how they fit together so well.
Yeah.
And I very much enjoyed that, even though many of our listeners were not able to be at our missions conference.
Yeah.
Or maybe I should say most of our listeners were not at the missions conference. But it still was a great enjoyment to consider this. And this is one of the benefits of a podcast, right?
Yeah.
They're stored, they're online. And, you know, as I'm thinking down the road, we're looking at the next missions conference down the road for us. I can cycle back and I can consider all of these. So certainly the missions conference played a role. Of course, I enjoyed the podcast that we did on, where we touched on the life and ministry of William Carey. It really didn't dominate a whole podcast,
right?
A portion of it. And just there's a part of me that really loves the title of his little 3-part book, you know, or what have it was. The inquiry into the obligation of Christians to use means for the conversion of heathens. It's just such a catchy title.
Oh yeah.
And, just to reflect, you know, the principles of missions he was able to fully get. And this was a fellow that I think he taught himself how to read, cobbler by trade, world maps on his walls. And really it's just the word of God working in his heart. And his desire to be obedient.
Yeah.
And though we do things slightly different today, those baseline principles are still there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So to look back, and that was 1700s, if you look back, that's 200 plus years. And yet there are still faithful men and women like John Carey that are going forth, or William Carey, not John Carey, William Carey, that are going forth for the purpose of the gospel. And there are still faithful churches.
Yes.
That are holding the ropes of support and prayer.
Yes.
As they go
yeah,
forward.
We talked about holding the ropes in that episode. That was good. And it's also an encouragement for us to remember to be praying.
Yeah.
And to have open eyes and open hearts towards where God would direct us, who God would direct us to. Maybe it's across our path in our neighborhood. You never know where it is. Or maybe it's overseas.
Yeah.
And we want to be obedient to God as William Carey was.
Yeah. And I think he labored a number of years before he ever had the first person come to the same knowledge of Christ that he was directly responsible for in India.
Right.
And so patience and endurance is a great part of the gospel. If you're set that something has to happen today, you're going to make it happen.
Sure.
And that's not how the gospel message occurs. We need to be faithful in doing those things that God has called us to do.
Yeah. What else?
I think another area, of course, I mean, this was a side note as well. I enjoyed the whole narrative on the chocolate soldier.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially our proximity to Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Right.
I had not really ever come across it before. I was familiar with Charles Studd, C.T. Studd, the famed missionary, and I think he was in China and India, several different places.
Yeah.
But that was part of a message that he preached. And, you know, they call Hershey the sweetest place on earth. The idea was the chocolate soldier, during the intensity of time, the difficulty, it's like chocolate in the sun, you know, it's just going to melt.
Right.
And that really describes it, because there are trials that happen to everybody.
And they're not sweet.
There are trials that happen to everybody, not just believers.
Yeah.
We have the power of God dwelling us through the person and work of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit that is present, the person and work of Jesus Christ, the Word of God. And we need to develop some patience in our life and some dedication. And years ago, I heard somebody say stick-to-itiveness.
Right.
And there needs to be some of that in our life. And when you think about that, as much as we could say about the greatness of chocolate, you know, nobody really wants a chocolate soldier.
No.
And that perseverance, and that I felt that was very apropos as it relates to our missions.
Yeah.
And then finally, I think speaking of difficulties, chocolate soldiers, William Carey, et cetera, I think probably the one, as far as a whole episode, was the praying for the missionary.
Yeah.
And that was
good.
That was two parts for us. That was actually taken from one of our missionaries. Dave Lube is a missionary to Portugal for 20 years. He's now here working as a field director. But he kind of sketched all that out. We used a lot of his stuff. We gave him credit, of course, in the podcast, an episode as well. But it is an important thing to realize that missions isn't just a numbers game.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in just counting. I mean that it's the missionary is just not going to be able to raise the support, and that's all that really you have to worry about. Just make sure that you get to check out there for missions. That's it. But there is the grand necessity
for prayer.
Yes. Yeah. And to pray and to beseech God and to intercede and petition for him. And so I felt very strongly that was really spot on. I still in my briefcase still have a copy of one of them that we gave out at our missions conference. He did a whole session throughout the course of the conference, and this particular handout was the one that he reviewed several times. It was right off of his PowerPoint, and that has been very beneficial to me, and I just keep it there. And, you know, as I'm bringing down my prayer list, as I'm reading and studying, that's kind of, for a little bit this year at least, been something of a guide for me.
Yeah, you know, I enjoyed it because you always hear missionaries say prayer is our greatest resource. Prayer is the greatest way you can support us. And that list and presentation and all those things really explained why it is the greatest resource for a missionary. And so I enjoyed that as well.
Amen. Well, we're moving towards the end of this podcast. We want to remind our listeners, continue to visit the Rejoicing in the Word Facebook page, facebook.com/RWMen. I'll give you an opportunity now as we're getting close to having 30 episodes online. If you'd like, you can always go back and re-listen to those. You can find about them on svbcpa.org/RWPod. RWPod, and there'll be a list of them there that you can look from. We'd also remind you about our blog that comes out monthly. That is svbcpa.org/RWblog. So RWPod, RWblog. And keep an eye out. After Labor Day?
After Labor Day.
We'll be launching out. Very exciting.
Season 3.
Into season 3. Who'd have thunk? Season 3. Yeah. Well, for the last time for this season, brother, why don't you give us the closing word?
Let me do that here. Our closing word for the day is from the Psalms, Psalm 36, verse 9. And the passage here in Psalm 36 is contrasting God's goodness with the wickedness of men. And so Psalm 36, verse 9 says this, "For with thee is the fountain of life, in thy light shall we see light." And with that, we want to thank you for listening and staying with us through season 2. We look forward with anticipation, excitement for season 3 upcoming here after Labor Day. And we want to say a great big thank you for listening, and goodbye for now.